Speaking of paper,
one job.
The Sydney Morning Herald is a fine paper, and we've got a chance to chat to Tom Deason about the situation with Izzy Folau and Rugby Australia pulling a $4 million contract, if you don't mind, unless he can produce evidence of compelling mitigating factors that led to an Instagram post that has caused a ruckus. Tom knows more about it than we do, and he joins us. Good morning, Tom.
How are you going?
We're going very well, thanks. $4 million is a lot of money to lose for an Instagram post. Can you explain the situation, please?
Well, yeah, I mean, can you imagine just being Israel Folau, finger over the button, about to post what he did on Instagram, probably knowing that, yeah, that could be career down the gurgler. It's a fascinating story of, you know, Israel's very, very deeply religious man against, you know, very much Rugby Australia, who have, you know, at the end of their tether, who had so many issues last year with him and, you know, discussions about, you know, what you can and can't post and religious beliefs and et cetera, and, you know, in terms of tarnishing the brand and the image of rugby. But, yesterday, you know, in the space of 24 hours, Rugby Australia weren't able to contact Israel or his management and have terminated a four-year contract worth about $4 million. His wall of his career is up in tatters. The NRL have all but said he's probably not going to go back there. So, I mean, his options are pretty limited. But, it's a remarkable story for who, you know, a guy who's going to go down really is probably one of the greatest rugby players, and if not, you know, cross-code athletes, you know, Australia's seen.
Tom, I find it remarkable that, okay, I understand that Israel might not want to speak to the rugby union authorities, but why hasn't his management made any comments or contact of Rugby Union Australia?
Yeah.
I find that staggering.
Yeah, look, so like, Isaac Moses is a tough man to get onto at the best of times. And Raylene Castle actually last night on Twitter clarified that he'd been in contact with his manager sort of pretty constantly throughout the, you know, throughout yesterday, but she wasn't able to get onto Israel. Now that's, and Isaac Moses was in contact with Israel. So what that says about it, I don't know. That's, you know, perhaps even more interesting.
But this would be his most valuable client, and to not respond, I just find it staggering.
I know. Look, and, you know, as Rugby Australia said, the reason that they didn't throw the sink in yesterday is because maybe there was some other circumstances, but, you know, I highly doubt that. I know Israel was over in Auckland. He stayed over there after the Waratahs game. He's with his partner, Maria. So, it's staggering, and I suppose, you know, you could argue disrespectful to a certain extent, but, you know, there's this big issue going on, and, you know, Rugby Australia has tried to get onto him, his employer, and he hasn't even picked up the phone. It's my understanding, though, they've got on Israel this morning, and there's a bit of dialogue going to and fro, so there's probably going to be more news on that front this morning. But, you know, unless he can produce some, you know, crackerjack argument or explanation as to why he didn't pick up the phone and why he posted what he did, I think he's going to be out the back door.
So would it be a scenario where he can't play for the Wallabies, obviously, moving forward, but does that affect his Super Rugby deal as well?
Yeah, so Rugby Australia and New South Wales Rugby Union were the ones who put out the joint statement last night. So Rugby Australia pays a portion of Israel's contract, probably more than half, or more than half definitely, and the Waratahs pay a little bit of that as well. So it's not like a club owns Israel or Rugby Australia. It's very much both. So, Waratahs, Wallabies, you name it. If he does go through, like, he's probably going to have to go through, like, a code of conduct hearing. Like, it's actually going to have to be, like, a bit of an official process before they can actually terminate his contract. And obviously they'll go through the terms and conditions of his contract and social media, you know, guidelines and policies that would have been put in place. So, Wallabies and Super Rugby career up in smoke at this stage, yeah.
It's an interesting time to be an athlete, I reckon, because and social media policies are thick and fast, and everyone's got one to try and protect themselves in their best interest of partners, corporate partners, particularly big sporting governing bodies. It's not the first time Israel's fallen foul of a social media issue and transgression. And Rugby Australia, have they not been strong enough with him in the past, or is this just Israel just being defiant?
Last year was very, very tricky. I mean, Raylene Castle, the boss of Rugby Australia, said that she, it was her sort of watershed moment. She'd just come into the job and she had to really make a big decision there. I suppose you could argue they weren't hard and hard enough last year. I suppose they could have thrown the book at him for what he did, but it was very much a tricky argument as to religious beliefs, etc. And their understanding at the time was that Israel probably didn't understand the full gravity of how serious the situation was and sort of how those comments, you know, saying that homosexuals could go to hell could be construed. But, I mean, when a guy posts something explicitly on Instagram almost a year to the day since that, you know, that's black and white. It was clearly, you know, a deliberate rail, whether someone told him to or not is something that, you know, Rugby Australia could be, you know, seen to be not as tough. But you have to give him some credit for coming down hard on him today or yesterday.
So put what he said to one side. Obviously, he's one of our best players for Australia. What does this do to our chances in Japan later in the year?
My personal view is that, yeah, without Israel Folau, I don't think the Wallabies can win the World Cup. You know, there's some great players in that team, in Michael Hooper and David Pocock, but there's one guy that every team in the world studies, and that's Israel Folau. They are genuinely petrified of him when he plays, and particularly when he gets the ball in the air. You know, when Bernard Foley gets the ball and looks out wide, you know, Israel's on the wing waiting to get the ball from a high kick. Like, he's as good as anyone in the air. He's genuinely feared by a lot of rugby teams. So I can only imagine how frustrated Michael Checker and even Waratahs coach Darryl Gibson would have been when they saw what he posted. So that, it's a major kick in the gut to the Wallabies, who, you know, sixth in the world, battling as it is. Like, you need all of your men, all of your heavy hitters there for that tournament in Japan in September. And, you know, to almost certainly not have Israel is a huge blow for sure.
It's a very interesting storyline, and it's probably a bit more to play out, as you say, Tom. We look forward to reading about it at the Sydney Morning Herald and appreciate your expertise this morning. Thank you.
Good as gold. See you guys.